place. Because, you see, when they were being baptized, John's baptism, they were baptized before he died in order to baptize them into his death. Now, since he's resurrected, you can't baptize nobody into his death because he's not dead. You understand? He's not dead.
Okay. after his resurrection, he sit out and he told the boys, this is that which I was talking to you about. I'm talking about Luke 24, 44, and 46. Ain't that right? These are the things. Any person that understands in the scripture, ain't that right?
Now he's resurrected from the dead. He died and resurrected from the dead.
And then he began to explain to him, ain't that right? What it meant to be baptized into his death. You understand? After his resurrection, he never told him until after he resurrected and explained it. Ain't that right? And he began to tell him how he must suffer and how he must be buried and how he must raise from the dead the third day. Ain't that right?
What?
I jumped with preaching, and he said that in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, ain't that right?
Now if we preach
that Christ was crucified out there on the cross, ain't that
right? He said, what's that?
He said, resurrected from the dead on the third day. Ain't that right? Now listen,
watch this, according to the scripture
that was written back there. You understand what I'm talking about? And he, come on, ask. Then it had to die, but the apostles, they didn't see it when he was talking about dying, ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? That nothing like that can happen to you. You see that it's more that the scriptures have said he would die for the restoration of Israel. Ain't that right?
All his sacrifices of the pastor on that altar,
ain't that right? Was a show, a sign of his death, ain't that right?
When the offered up the pastor laughed.
It was a sure sign that Messiah had to be offered up. Ain't that right? When Moses took the serpent out down here in the room and put him on the pole. Ain't that right? And when the serpent, fiery serpent, went in the room and was fighting, said then they looked upon the serpent. Ain't that right? Then they looked down when they were sitting in the serpent. And he said that as Moses lifted up the serpent, it's the Son of Man. He lifted up from the earth, himself, all men, and you ain't that right? And now here come Muhammad and some of the boys talking about that he didn't die. Out on the top, everything of the scriptures has denied, and ain't that right? And you know just as well as I do that he was the seed of Abraham, planted in Joseph's new tomb, just like you go out here and plant seed in the field, ain't that right? In the vegetable kingdom. And you know, if you don't play, you never come up, ain't that right? And so he had to be planted. Now he come up and he said, boy, this is what I was telling you about, ain't that right? And again, you show him how the scripture said, that young Jeremiah, Moses, and all the rest of them, that said, in the prophet, ain't that right? Not only that, I was by myself, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that lives in me, though he was dead, yet shall live. Ain't that right? And when he went out, in the heart of the earth, and when he resurrected from the dead himself, just now, I mean, yes, sir, it will stay in the Bible. Yeah. Ain't that right? Many of the saints were set in the dust of death. Go and went on into the room. Ain't that right? And apparently, they didn't go into Rome. They went into the room. Right. Ain't that right? Yeah. You understand what I'm talking about? He was resurrected from the dead. 40 days. What are you saying around 40 days? The scriptures show that there was 40 days back that way. Right. Ain't that right? Right. In 40 years. One day, 40 years. And he got to south before Israel could cross the river Jordan and go into Palestine. Got to stay down in the world. But 40 days. He got to full turn. So he laid one day. He got to stay here 40 days before he could sit. Ain't that right? Then he sit on his head. Now, to appear in the presence of God, boy. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, indeed. But I know what I'm talking about. You understand? And then, before I told you, everyone that was in pain and apologized for crucifying the King of God. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. That was crucified according to the scripture. Ain't that right? Ain't that one time he stood around the throat or took somebody out there in bad time. And then listen, he said something. Why would he say? He said, Freddy, said not he, that he was on me. That was scripture. That's it. Out of his belly, he shall know. Get it from living life. This is your Holy Spirit and the thing which was poured out on them on the day of Pentecost. And that's why that the story up that on the day of Pentecost. When they're sticking up that. The living water. Because they was preaching according to the scripture. Ain't that right? Because he sat down and opened up to understand and showed how. Ain't that right? Yeah. That it had to die after he resurrected from the dead. And then the buried that. And this is the water that they baptized him. Meaning the spirit. Because in part was preached with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Ain't that right? Yeah. And the priest of the Holy Spirit was poured out and they received the Holy Ghost. Them that didn't believe. Ain't that right? Then Peter said, you must repent Every one of you who take with the hand the crucified Lord. Look, that's all right. And now, all of them that is John baptized, if they would believe, then they would be grafted in. Again, the Apostle Paul said in the 11th chapter of Romans, in the 17th verse, he called again, read the Bible. He can't be found. He's got to be grafted in among the branches. Ain't that right?
All right.
So if he does, Paul said, if they continue not in unbelief,
And when he was crucified out there on the cross, that was the day of the Lord.
In the end of that age.
In the end of that world. You see, we just still got the same old thing dragging it right on over here, you understand? And my all is holy, we know what it's all about. You don't need to live in the same world. You think that killed in the end of that age. Or in the end of the world. What for? Now, once in the end of the world, the happy appeared. He's already appeared.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? To put away sin.
Right.
By the sacrifice of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? To put away sin. But the sacrifice of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, when a man has got the Holy Spirit in him, you say, I'm not talking about high prophecy, I'm talking about reality. When he's got the Holy Spirit in him, he does not commit sin. Why? Because his seed remains, and he cannot sin. Why? Because he is born of God. Now, I didn't say born of a woman. You understand? Job says, yeah, the man that is born of a woman is but a few days, and he's coming forth to the fire of the grass. Ain't that right?
He went and leaps away.
Ain't that man dies, gives up the ghost and hay. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? If a man dies, shall he live again? Man that is born of a... You ain't got a different story. Man that is born of God is different from the man that is born of a woman. The man that's born of God, he'll never die.
That's right.
Then he cannot sin, because he was made to make an end of sin. You understand? Yes, sir. Now he's appeared once in the end of the world. But put away, sir, by the sacrifice. But you know what the trouble is. You see,
everybody's running around here, they think that
when you quit sinning now, then that means you quit your tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a uniform back. This train don't carry no. This train don't carry no. This train. Ain't that right? They don't care all things. Talking about somebody's morals, ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. You see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about a gentle
killer. Didn't
you? I've been a gay all my life. That ain't no more than you ought to be. Oh, I tell you, just as ignorant and stupid as we can be.
Yeah.
You see? And now we picked up all these habits. You understand? And now they call them sins. You understand? John says, there is a sin not unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. What is that, the sin of evil? You understand? And a man or a woman is that I don't care if it's being a charity. If it hurts you, you understand? You see? They run down there as doctors, you understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the doctors, you understand? Which is just about getting your kidneys out. You understand? You go down there, doctor, and look, you don't quit drinking, boy, you're going to have no kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the doctor for that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You say, well, boy, how can you quit drinking? Your doctor say it. Now that's right, Roger. Now, that's right. Now, I do not mean to criticize anybody back there.
That's right.
No, I do not mean.
You understand? But you're not even saying that. You understand?
Well, now here's somebody running around talking about they don't chew, and they don't drink, and they don't smoke. And you know I'm saying, well, what about lying?
Think what about all this knowledge you got in your heart, right?
See, you don't look at that, you listen to it, and you up there testifying around, you understand, that you don't do this, and you don't do that, and you don't do the other no more, you understand, and you got this thing all twisted up, you understand, the Holy Spirit stopped you from lying, too. Deceiving somebody. You understand? Buying the spirit of Satan. And using all these natural instruments and things just to bring you up to the spirit.
Right.
You understand? And right now, while you're talking about, I don't chew no tobacco, I don't drink no whiskey, I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't do the other, and all, and I got the Holy Ghost doing this and that and the other. Say, listen, you see, you're lying too. See, the Holy Ghost, if you have, you ought to stop you from that.
Yeah.
Just like it stopped you from these other things you were claiming. You understand? How did you get stopped from drinking and chewing and all them kinds of things? Got stopped from that, and you didn't get stopped from lying. Say, look, I've been in the Holiness Church. I was in that 15 years. You can't tell me nothing. Point under men. Just one count. When God appointed death, Adam gets one.
That's right.
He didn't have to say, well, Adam, how don't you play it on down? Don't you know I have appointed death on you?
And it is appointed unto men. But what happened? But after sin, sin what?
The judge.
Now listen, he died. Adam did.
You understand? The first Adam, he died. Isn't that right? The second Adam come in and died.
You understand?
He is resurrected. So this is after death. So this is the judgment here now.
That's right.
And death comes to judgment. Judgment the first begins at the house of God. Ain't that right? You understand? And that judgment's going forth from Mount Zion. Ain't that right? Oh, I say, you children, it means a whole lot. Look, you don't have nothing to do in hearing the gospel. And God ain't going to claim you on your turn. You're going to have to be what he's going to tell you about.
Wash my hands and shoulders and tell me where would you be? Wash my hands and shoulders.
I was going in pain away.
surely,
surely. and it was created from a lot of pain and misery like songs usually are. From some trial, some tribulation. And he calls it the watchword. And this is a mixture of a buffalism and a rap song. Nobody get up to me. You'll love it. Because in reality, this song speaks to each and every one of us who's ever been through
anything. Is that Tony's song? Is that Tony's song?
No matter how hard I try, no matter how long and hard I pray, Yahweh has brought me.
The watchword.
Giving me the wind.